The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, it's been another turbulent week of protests in the US.
No justice! No peace! Prosecute the police!
Equal justice under the law must mean that every American receives equal treatment in every encounter with law enforcement, regardless of race, color, gender, or creed. They have to receive fair treatment. Hopefully, Georgia's looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day.
President Donald Trump there making comments in which he referred to George Floyd, and Democratic candidate Joe Biden later referred to his comments as despicable. But some are suggesting that President Donald Trump's reaction to the protests has been influenced by his waning popularity in the opinion polls and the chance that he might not retain the presidency. An article in the Financial Times suggested this defeat could lead to the end of the Trump business empire and his possible prosecution or imprisonment. But if the economy picks up, will his mishandling of the riots and the pandemic be forgiven by the voters? Earlier, we talked to Gillian Tett of the FT. She's based in New York. And I started by asking her what the atmosphere is like in New York at the moment.
Well, the atmosphere is pretty dramatic. My house is up on the east side, in the north, very close to the mayor's residence. And in recent days, there have been crowds of 5,000 protesters walking along the street, huge, heavy police presence, and all the windows in the houses at the end of the road are boarded up in protection against rioters. So tensions are running pretty high.
For President Donald Trump, this is like a perfect storm. You have the pandemic, you have the economic consequences of that, over 40 million people on some kind of unemployment benefit. And now you have the protests. People have been writing, this is the end of the Trump presidency. Do you think that's the case?
I personally think it's far too early to say that. Firstly, we don't know what the coming months will hold between now and November in terms of the economy. It's likely that there's going to be a protracted economic slump, but it's also possible that if we start to remove the lockdown, there will be a resurgence of economic activity. And Trump has been very clever in terms of ensuring that every single American household has got these checks, these support checks, with his name on it. And he'll certainly be telling people that he's revived the economy and giving them money in their pockets come the election. Secondly, there are people around Trump who actually revel in this type of overt conflict and aggressive exposure of some of the fault lines in American society, and who've actually been pushing that for a long time. People like Steve Bannon are very clear in saying that there needs to be a moment in America right now to show what the soul of America really is and what the battle is. And so plenty of people think that this kind of protest will actually increase support for him amongst his diehard base, and maybe amongst some of the undecided as well. And thirdly, thus far, the Democrats have not shown themselves to present a particularly inspiring force or alternative. So although certainly there's a lot of anger towards Donald Trump out in the streets, and the poll suggests that many people in the mainstream Republican Party are very, very uneasy with how he's handled things, although we've seen all that, I still think it's too early to say for sure that this is the end of the Trump presidency.
There is so much at stake. There is a presidency of the United States at stake in the November elections. But in a way, I was reading what one of your colleagues in the Financial Times was writing about how for Donald Trump, there's even more at stake, because if he doesn't get re-elected, he could face a lot of scrutiny of his business operation and his business empire. He may face some sort of further investigation or charges in relation to obstruction of justice during the investigations into Russian interference in the last election. So things could get really sticky for him.
Well, there are at least three reasons why losing the election in November is a pretty unpleasant prospect for Donald Trump. Firstly, there is indeed the high legal risk and the chance that they'll actually will be, he'll lose his immunity and there could well be prosecutions. Secondly, he's a man of tremendous pride, one might say even narcissism. So simply losing anything has always been an idea he just hates to contemplate. But thirdly, in the Trump family, there's a strong desire to see Ivanka or Donald Trump Jr. essentially go into politics after him. And the reality is that, you know, many people would like it almost to be not quite dynastic, but for there's somebody in the Trump world to run after him. And of course, if he loses, that will weaken their chances.
Do we have any idea how the business empire is performing during all of this? At the beginning of his presidency, there would have been a view that it's ultimately good for business. But has it been?
It's not clear how the overall profit loss perspective of having the owner of the business in the White House will actually play out longer term. Certainly, there has been short-term benefit aplenty in the sense that many Trump properties have been used by the current administration in various ways that have meant that money's flowed to those Trump properties. And certainly it's helped to promote the brand name in a very dramatic way. But there's big risks associated too. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. You know, just to talk about New York City, where I live, the Trump Tower has been a focus for protest. The Trump buildings these days, anything with a Trump name on it, is basically renting out or selling apartments at a major discount within the New York real estate market. So it's a very mixed blessing.
The economy will inevitably play a big part in all of this at election time. The figures don't look good because of the pandemic, 40 million out of work, but also temporary eviction moratoriums, I think, in several states are due to end. One-fifth of Americans missed their rent payments this month. So that's something that could really blow up if it isn't managed properly.
Well, basically, what the Trump administration has done is to the economy is a bit like a laptop that's run into problems, and they've sort of, you know, shut it down, and they're now trying to reboot it and pray that the software stays intact. And they hope they've kept the software intact by throwing a lot of money at the economy. And it seems to have worked for a bit of time. You know, basically, it does seem to have kept a number of families and households from going bust. But it's important to remember that this is a country which shockingly has about 40% of the population saying that they couldn't get $400 together to cope with an emergency. There's a tremendously thin safety net in most households. And when that government assistance runs out, it's a very, very unclear indeed what's going to happen in terms of how households and frankly how companies will survive. If they're incredibly lucky and they manage to restart the economy, the lockdown ends, confidence returns, then perhaps almost spontaneously everything will get going again. But I'm very, very doubtful about whether that can happen.
Gillian Tett of the Financial Times, who we caught up with earlier.